Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Getting kind of psyched about this bike ride that's coming up.
Yeah, so Big Al Mac found out, what was it on? May 15th, it's what day?
May 15th is National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Yeah.
So I've decided that on that day, I am going to do just that. I'm going to ride my bike to work.
Because you used to be a former cyclist.
I was, I enjoy it. And I think this may kickstart me into riding my bike again on a regular basis.
Good.
Getting some exercise for this big fat belly I got. So I went to Richardson Bike Mart. They hooked me up with a bike, and it's a 10-speed, I think.
Not only 10-speed, but it's a pedal assist.
It's a pedal assist, I haven't ridden a bike in a little while, so I need a little assist to kickstart my career, my new biking career. So, I'm sorry, I'm struggling today.
Now, Big Guy Mac, people are thinking you're a cheater for
cheater?
Using pedal assist.
No. That'd be me.
Kelly's one of them.
It's not cheating.
I'm leading the hashtag.
It's not
the
cheating.
A cheater.
It's not cheating, Kelly.
Okay.
It's pedal assist. You still have to pedal. It can't assist you if you're not pedaling.
It wouldn't be allowed
pedaling.
In the competition.
You can't have assist if you don't pedal, okay?
I thought the whole point of biking to work is to save gas and stuff. Does this thing use gas or is it
no,
electric?
No, it doesn't use
electric.
Gas.
You're still using electricity.
You plug it into the wall.
You're wasting.
Just like cars. Just like electric cars.
Wasting electricity.
Anyway, so I got hooked up with the bike. The bike, we've been sized, and it fits me and everything.
Okay.
It's the right size.
Man, that's a big bike.
Sturdy. It needs to be sturdy to hold me. I'm 240 pounds. So,
woo! You have a 240!
Oh, I thought you were like 230, you said.
Yeah. That's why I'm getting them back on the bike.
Right? Wait, how much?
I'm going to try and pedal.
240?
Pedal is 10 pounds off of me again.
Ow.
I need to get back down to 225.
You were 225 when we did boot camp years ago.
Yeah. That was a whole bunch of things years ago. So, anyway, now, if you have ever seen a biker riding around on the roads,
cyclist,
you will notice that they have a very distinct wardrobe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tight fitting, so you're more aerodynamic.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to have the pants.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have
You can't get anything caught up in the pedals and.
I go to the bike store, this Richardson Bike Center, and I look at this shirt. I'm like, you got anything for adults? I'm looking at it, it says double X.
Because it stretches.
There is no way that's a double X.
It's like a JC shirt.
So listen to the audio
JC
of this guy, Woody, trying to get me into some bike wear.
All right,
big the audio.
Big Al Mac,
please watch Kid TV.
Please watch Kid TV.
Big Al,
if you want to laugh, if you're in a little bad mood this morning,
Al.
If you're in a bad mood this morning, maybe you're having a troubled, you had a bad night.
Yeah.
Watch Kid TV right now. This will make you smile.
And if you can't get to it right now, we'll definitely post it.
Yeah.
Because you need to see Big Al in spandex.
Do you have a helmet that'll fit over a hat?
I don't know. You try that one.
This could be a problem.
This could be a problem. Yeah, it's not going to help if you fall.
Do you have a hat that'll fit over a helmet? Better.
There we go.
All right, perfect.
Maybe I'll zip tie that.
Yeah, I'm going to need to bungee that around.
I think we can make that work.
Okay, yes. Great. What else?
Some gloves.
Gloves. I need gloves. I'm going to be riding early in the morning, so I probably need something really, really bright.
All right.
How about a bright shirt?
You know, I got a really cool one that I think you'd enjoy.
Okay. Oh, love it.
This right here.
Love it.
It's got nice colors on there. Look at that.
Rainbow.
You can see from the behind.
Yeah.
That looks good, huh?
Love it.
Now we got to put some pad on that.
Oh, yeah. I need butt pad. I need shorts with the butt pads.
That's right. So we can do the same thing. We can do that. Make that work for you.
Yeah. Let's see. I see small. I see medium. I see large.
What are you, 30?
Where's your other department?
This is the big and tall.
The double X. Yeah. All right. I got my gloves. I got my shirt. I got my suspenders. I got my hat. I'm ready. Let's do this. Make sure everything fits.
Oh, here we go. Big guy's going to put it on.
Oh, this is not going to be good, yo. You know what?
Oh,
I've never seen a fat biker.
Probably
a reason for that.
This video of just his feet in the dressing room right now in his socks. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's definitely going to be a problem.
Oh.
Al's struggling.
This ain't going in there. All right. Holy crap. Okay.
Feel like Spanx out?
Ready to roll.
Yeah. Oh, that looks.
How do I look, Woody? So, am I ready to ride?
You look good. Oh my gosh, you look great.
Let me ask you a question.
Ow.
Man to man, where do you arrange your?
How I tend to go to the left, but if you go right, that's, you know, works for me. Okay. You may try it to the right and go, ooh, that doesn't work.
So there's no storage compartment,
no,
especially
no storage compartment, no.
Made for the black man.
Wow.
Let's keep the black man in mind here, Woody.
I feel
uncomfortable watching that. Oh my god,
that is so tight.
So it's a double X.
It's like you're seeing Al naked.
It's a double X.
Can we just hold on for a second?
Wow.
Hey, Al.
The close-up belly shot.
Can we get a golf clap going for Al right now?
Golf clap for what?
I mean, I gotta give attention and compliments where it's due. But geez, Al.
Thank you, Jenna. Oh,
yeah. What?
So, wow. So yeah, you gotta.
How can you not see that?
His belly?
No.
Can't unsee it. That's the problem.
I'm not looking beneath.
So yeah.
His belly button.
The bike, it doesn't leave anything to the imagination, the bike wardrobe.
Maybe you could start a new trend in bike wear.
Oh my gosh, I'm
sweating. I feel like we need to censor Big Al's spandex.
Maybe loose shorts.
We got to put a big
black
bar over that.
You got to
wear
something.
Al, you cover that up.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm wearing.
Look at your belly.
I know.
I don't think you're supposed to wear underwear under that.
TV.
You have panty lines, Al.
Yeah.
Well, they're maybe not. Yeah, they're all bunched up underwear under there, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so it's.
You may need those Under Armour Spank pants.
Something.
The compression shorts.
I definitely need something. Something needs to be, I don't know, biking.
Maybe a strategically placed fanny pack.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because you have to put like goo and stuff, like protein goo.
Well, yeah,
right?
He's riding a motorcycle to work. He doesn't need a snack.
Al needs protein goo.
He needs a snack and to hydrate.
Isn't that what you keep in your little fanny pack?
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't do goo. That's like for marathon and Iron Man. He's riding a vest.
You don't understand.
Well,
Al hasn't done anything physical in a long time, so it's almost like he's running a marathon.
Yeah, it is. So,
okay. Do you have is there a butt pad on your?
Oh, yeah. The pants have the butt pad.
No, does the seat, is it like a gel seat?
And they have it has a bigger than normal
that's what
seat.
Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, we're going to be, my mission for today is planning the route.
Uh-huh.
Because again, it's close to 15 miles.
Woody's helping you with that, right?
Woody's going to help.
From Richardson Bike Mart.
Yeah, and we're going to plan the route. I'm not going to hit a freeway or anything. And then we have to strategically place little pit stop areas, just in case I want to stop for a snack or a donut.
Are you going to have people lined up with little cups of water?
Yeah, I need that. I need people with signs cheering and stuff. Yeah, I need. This is going to be a big deal. There's going to be a truck in front of us. You're going to be able to watch this whole thing play out next Friday on Kid TV.
We also have to figure out if people can ride along with Al since he's cheating.
I'm not cheating.
You can go 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, who can compete?
Serious bikers?
Like the Harley gang.
Serious bikers will still probably blow me out of the water. I mean, seriously.
Even with your motorized bike?
A serious biker? Yeah. Yeah. I know a couple of guys that I got into biking way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, we had this lake that we would ride around. I'm like, how long did it take you to ride around the lake? Oh, I did it in about 30 minutes. It takes me an hour to get around that lake. Or at least 45, 50 minutes. It's 10 miles or whatever. I don't know. Anyway. So,
we have to shoot like a Fast and the Furious promo.
We're going to
shoot. Al racing on his bike.
So we're going to be planning the route today. That's the mission for today, planning the route. And you'll be able to follow along and watch it and listen to it. We're going to be on the air the whole time.
You're starting when the show gets going.
When the show gets going at 6 o'clock Central Time next Friday, and we'll see how long it takes for me to get here.
You started training yet?
No.
Okay.
You're going out of town this weekend, right?
Going out of town this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to bike ride in Mexico and practice?
Maybe I will. Bike ride in Mexico. I've never done that before.
Where's the bike at now?
The bike's at my apartment.
Charging?
Plugged into the wall, yeah. It's getting ready.
It's like an iPhone charger?
Yeah. You can plug your iPhone into the bike.
What?
It has a USB port.
See, that's cool.
Do not text and bike.
I don't think I was going to be doing that.
I'll be singing. I'll be doing some Belfies, bike selfies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Belfies.
Sure. Sounds good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We found out many years ago that... You know, sometimes we can't afford the best of gifts at the fancy stores.
You know, the economy sometimes is not in your favor.
And sometimes you can find even better gifts that were gently used by somebody else on Craigslist. Yeah. So we started with Craigslist Christmas, and we said, it doesn't just portray with just Christmas gifts. Yeah. It could be for every single holiday that we ever have.
Yeah,
and that's
why... It doesn't just betray with Christmas, Kelly.
Yeah.
Doesn't, yeah.
Shut up. You don't just have to get these gifts for Christmas, is what I meant to say. You can also use them for other holidays, like Mother's Day. And that's why we have...
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
And that's coming up in 30 minutes. We'll give you all sorts of gifts you can buy your mom off of Craigslist.
All right.
This is good. I might need one of these.
Straight from the heart.
No. It's Mother's Day's tough. You pay taxes the month before.
Yeah, right.
My mom's birthday is days before Mother's Day.
Same
so
with
I
mine.
Never know if it's like just the one gift.
Same with mine. It's like, man, I just put all this stress into buying a birthday present. Like, oh, what am I going to get for Mother's Day
right
now?
Yeah,
my mother's birthday was last week. She's like, what are we doing for Mother's Day? I'm like, we just did it last week, Mama.
Somebody else's somebody's trash is your Mother's Day gift. That's basically what we're trying to say, and it'll work out for you.
Okay.
So all of last week and this week, we extended an extra week. We've been giving away summer camps to kids whose parents may not be able to afford it. You know, because camps do tend to get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make money out there. You know, it's tough times. And so we asked you to write us a letter and let us know what camp you would like to go to and why.
That's the thing. There's so many cool camps these days
that
just didn't exist when I was young, when you guys were young. And we've sent someone to FC Barcelona soccer camp, tennis camp. It's been cool camps.
Yeah. I remember back when we were young, Al, we had to go to Pony Express camp.
Pony Express.
What is that?
Covered wagon camp.
Oh, at least you got to go.
My gosh.
We actually settled Colorado together, Big Al and I.
We mined
wait,
for gold.
It was like it was real life Oregon Trail.
That's how
America was built. See, on the backs of children at summer camp.
We actually camped. That's how we live.
You were building railroads?
Yes.
Yeah. The underground
railroad. Yes, we did, and you're welcome.
Thank you so much, you guys. Because without you, we would not have the United States of America.
Welcome.
No. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy.
You're
welcome.
Let's meet Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Oh, wow. Look at you with all that energy early on.
You're calling her Lindsay. This is Lindsay Kate.
Yeah.
I love those double names. You know, Emma Kelly, Lindsay Kate.
Okay. Lindsay Kate.
How old are you, Lindsay Kate?
I'm good.
Good. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 10.
Cool.
So that means you're in the fourth or fifth grade?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Fourth grade. And you actually ended up writing us a letter, Lindsay Kate.
Yes, I did.
And we like your letter because it's something that many of us don't have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with something that makes it a little bit difficult to concentrate on what you want to be doing, which is having fun because you're 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind if Kelly reads your letter right now?
No, I don't.
All right, okay. Go ahead, Kelly.
You're so cute, I should let you read it yourself.
I know, right?
Right?
All right, but I don't think you have a copy in front of you, so I will try, Lindsay Kate. All right. My name is Lindsay Kate, and I am a type 1 diabetic. I have red hair. Shout out,
Kelly.
And I play soccer.
Shout out.
And the drums.
Shout out.
Oh, wow.
You don't play drums, Al.
I used to. Tried to.
And I'm pretty much like most 10-year-old girls.
Shout out.
That's true.
The main difference, my body doesn't make insulin. I have to prick my finger 8 to 12 times a day to test my blood and wear an insulin pump and another monitor to keep me safe at night. I'm so lucky because I have a treatment for my disease. Once a year for 3 weeks, I get to go to the best place in the world, Camp Sweeney. It's a camp for diabetics. For 3 weeks, I don't carry supplies. Other people manage my insulin, and I can forget about it all and just love the fun in summer. My favorite things at camp are canoeing, fishing, and basketball. I also love the concerts and, best of all, the friends and good memories. It keeps me feeling awesome all year. Now, it's an expensive camp, and my parents pay so much money during the year on my disease. I thought if I won Beat the Bank, I could use that money for camp, but then I heard about the camp contest. Thank you, Kid Craddock Morning Show. I promise to write from camp.
Oh,
how
so
cool is
sweet,
that?
Lindsay Kate.
Lindsay Kate. So you have been to this camp, and you're planning to go again this year, but it's just a lot of money, and you want to take some of that burden off your parents?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah. Well, they have 3 week sessions, but there's 3 sessions.
Okay.
Oh, so do you sometimes go for the whole time? You love it that much?
Oh, no, we can't do that, but we can't. I just go for 3 weeks.
And what are some of the...
Once I went for 2 weeks, but then once I went for, like, 2 sessions, but then I had to go home again.
Yeah. So all the kids there have diabetes, and then the camp counselors are the ones that carry around your insulin and just take care of all of that important stuff?
No, I bring my brothers. Carter. He comes with me. You can bring a friend or anyone you want to camp with you. So that's easy.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's even cooler.
Yeah.
And then we have these little med stations where you just unlock a little lock and it pops open and it has a little monitor where you check your blood sugar and then enter it into the machine and it goes into the machine and it comes back with how much insulin or if you need juice, which we call college at Camp Sweeney. So, yeah.
How cool is that? Gosh, it makes you such a responsible 10-year-old having to take care of yourself like that.
Exactly.
Lindsay K., that's, oh boy, this is a really expensive camp. You're asking an awful lot here.
Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's not the time to be stingy.
Well, it's pretty expensive.
We actually have someone that might be able to help with some of this. If we can, if you don't mind, we bring somebody else on the phone, Lindsay Kate?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay, this is Preston Walhood.
He's adorable.
And Preston is the program director for Camp Sweeney.
Whoa.
Preston. Yeah.
Hey, morning, Preston. How you doing?
Preston.
Doing well. Lindsay Kate, how are you?
Good.
Now, Preston,
good
You heard about how much Lindsay Kate loves your camp. What kind of things do you offer for these kids? Are they all type 1 diabetics? Is it type 2, type 3?
Kelly, you're right. It is mainly type 1, which is insulin-dependent diabetes. And so all of these kids are diagnosed at a young age, and there's currently no cure for type 1 diabetes. The best thing that medicine can offer is an intensively medically managed program, mm-hmm. and that's what Camp Sweeney does for 3 weeks for these kids for the year. So when they're diagnosed with diabetes, their life changes. They take 8 to 10 blood sugar checks a day. They have to stick themselves with a needle for everything that they eat, a slice of pizza, a Coke, a slice of cake at a birthday party. Their life changes immensely. But when they come to camp, we take care of all of that for them. And so they get to enjoy being a 10-year-old and go to boating and canoeing and arts and crafts and a rock concert and have a birthday party. And we manage everything for them.
I love that, Preston.
And there are lots of these camps around the country, but Camp Sweeney is the largest, right?
That's correct. We're the largest and the only one of our type in the world. We have kids from 36 different states and from 5 different countries that attend every summer.
Wow.
And our biggest mission, we serve about 1,000 kids a summer, is to get the awareness of Camp Sweeney into the public. Because for every child like Lindsay Tate who's come to camp for a number of years, there's another 100 that have never heard of it that could really benefit from being with us for 3 weeks.
That's wonderful.
And I love how positive you are, Lindsay Kate, because there's no complaining in your letter. You write about how you still go have fun, and you say, if anything, you say you're so lucky because there is a treatment for your disease. I mean, that's the best.
It's your presence.
That's the best way to look at life. Now, Preston, is there something you would like to tell Lindsay Kate?
Yeah, that would be great. JC, Lindsay, Kate, we read your letter, and you've been such a faithful camper to us over the years and helped us with so many things and been such a great leader and ambassador for a lot of other kids younger than you, because we serve kids age 5 to 18, that this summer we would like to offer you a full scholarship to Camp Sweeney and take care of an entire session for you.
Oh my gosh! That's great.
I had a feeling that you would be excited. Are you ready to be back in the Bonner Babes?
Yeah.
Oh, Bonner Babes. Is that your cabin?
Yeah.
The Bonner Babes.
Hey. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Preston.
Oh, Preston Walhood, thank you so much. You know, a lot of parents who maybe have kids that are struggling with diabetes, it might be something they want to look into.
Check
Where can we find out more about Camp Sweeney?
Absolutely. They can go online to campsweeney.org and find all of our application information, all the medical fees. And we do offer almost $1 million in financial aid every year.
Wow.
So it is an expensive camp, but if you can't make ends meet or you're having a hard time doing it, we can help you with that. And we encourage you to apply. And we have special aid for people that can't even make the deposit happen.
So
we really just want to serve as many children as we can, and all of that is online at campsweeney.org.
Well, thank you, Preston
That's
Walhood,
awesome.
And congratulations, Lindsay
Yay.
Kate.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to do what you said and send us pictures from camp?
I'll try.
You better.
You'll try?
Oh, we went from my wheels, I'll try.
Lindsay, is your mom right there? Is Sarah there?
What?
Is your mommy there?
Yes.
Can we talk to your mom, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, Sarah's the one's gonna be so excited.
Right,
She gotta write that check.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah, do you feel all that extra weight in your wallet now?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even. I don't have words.
Yeah, Preston Walhood's actually still on the phone. He's the one that just donated the scholarship, if you want to say anything to Preston.
Preston. I actually know Preston.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. You know what a gift this camp has been to our lives. Lindsay was diagnosed at age 5, and I have to say this was the first good thing that came along because of this disease, and it's just such a personal place in our heart. It brings such hope to so many children. So they're normal for 3 weeks, you know, and it's just, it's a gift. The camp is a gift, and to go there for no cost, I can't even wrap my brain around it.
Awesome.
Well, I'm just so happy.
I'm
very
happy
for y'all.
I'm weepy this morning.
Yeah,
and Sarah,
you
have such a cool daughter. She just sounds so mature and so kind.
She is, and she's a soccer player, Jenna.
That is so cool.
And she's a redhead.
She plays goalie so that she can even test her blood through her gloves. It's like the perfect position.
Wow.
She
has to test it during games that often.
Yeah, oh yeah, she tests 8 to 12 times
a
day. So,
yeah, that's high maintenance.
We're lucky. I was in the kids, and a lot of those kids don't have a solution or a cure so much for what they're going through.
Amen.
And we know if we follow a plan, we get to live a pretty normal life.
That's
so,
awesome.
Amen.
It's great. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Preston, so much.
Thank you, Preston. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks,
Kate.
Preston.
And send us pictures.
What a wonderful day.
Send us pictures of Lindsay at camp, okay?
We will. Hey, you guys want a rider?
We want a what?
A what?
You want a rider at camp? She'll write you back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
of course. I'll write her at camp.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get the info and we'll do that.
Perfect.
Thanks, Sarah. You have a wonderful day.
That's awesome.
I think we accidentally disconnected with Preston. He suddenly went very silent.
Yeah. No, he was off.
Thank you, Preston.
I'm sure he's a pretty busy guy.
Oh, there he is. There you are. We thought we lost you.
Thanks, Preston.
Preston, thank
you're
you so much.
Welcome.
Yeah, man,
thank
you're doing
you
good. You're doing good stuff, man. Keep it up.
What a cool camp, right?
That's a cool one.
So happy for Lindsay Kate.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
All right.
Yeah.
Beat.
Here we go.
Very close, about to get you paid. The easiest money you ever made. I promise you this, you don't feel no pain. Just say stop, then make it rain.
I don't know if anybody can hear that.
My allergies are really bad.
How do you go hoarse while doing like a whisper?
Do you lose your breath?
I had to clear my throat like right in the middle. And I had to make a decision. Either try and march on or clear your throat.
I respect that, Al. You went for it.
We're going to play again in less than an hour if you didn't get through this time.
Yeah, don't worry. We play twice a day, every day. This is our first shot at playing today. Let's meet our contestant, Lisa Rutledge. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing so good. How are you?
We're doing great. What
doing
are you doing?
Great.
What are you doing right now? Going to work?
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting out in my parking lot.
What do you do?
I work for a hearing aid clinic.
Huh?
Clinic. So, yeah.
Cool.
What was that again?
Oh, ha, ha.
I work for...
Oh, no.
Oh, yay. Everybody does that to me.
Oh, Lisa.
Tell us more about you. Do you have family, kids?
I do. I have 3 kids, 14, 9, and 7, and I'm married, and we'll be celebrating our 8th anniversary in July. So.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
And I love listening to your show. I listen to it every morning when I go to work. So,
you're so nice. Thank you very much.
This is so exciting.
I know, right? That's exciting that you might win some money, Lisa.
Yeah, how exciting are you going to be then?
Oh, God, you don't even know. We'd go to Detroit because we're 5 hours from Detroit, so we take the kids on a big excursion.
To Detroit.
That's like the closest place to have fun.
Oh, have you ever taken them to, like, 8 Mile?
Well, you know, no.
No.
We drive past it to get to the baseball stadium.
That's where Eminem's from.
My girlfriend might be up there in about a year. We'll find out next week.
It's actually really nice down there. I was listening to you guys on Monday. I think you were talking about it then.
Yeah, you might see Al up there from time to time.
Yeah.
If his girlfriend gets a job up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of danger of that.
Lisa, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. Banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. When you think you heard the highest one, the one that's going to be the highest for that round, you just yell stop.
Okay.
And that's how much money you will win. But if it closes on you, you'll win nothing.
Oh.
And we'll be so sad.
No, that's not going to happen. Come on.
And by the way, if you do hear $1,000, you do still have to say stop. Okay, Lisa?
Okay, all right.
You don't automatically get it. You still got to yell stop.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. All right. We're excited for you. Hopefully you win a lot of money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
210.
Nice.
270. 290. 320. 400. 420. 480.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
480. All right.
She's not feeling it going high today.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I was scared.
I know. It's hard.
$480, man.
At least I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Everybody listening in the car is like, oh, you're a chicken. It's not so easy when you're the one playing.
Exactly.
Right.
You have something in mind you want to spend the money on?
Yeah, we're going to take the kids down to a baseball game and to the aquarium down in Detroit.
Perfect.
And go to the zoo. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
All right, got it all planned out.
Cover it.
Got it all planned out.
All right, let's see if Lisa bailed out at the right time. Would you like to see just for fun how much you could have gotten?
Sure.
All right. let's check it out, Lisa.
490. 550.
Ooh.
630.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Hey!
Oh, you got a lot of it, though.
Go. Not bad, Lisa Rutledge.
No, that's not bad.
You played it right.
Way to go, girl.
Now people in their cars are going, okay, not too bad.
Yeah. Maybe she was right.
Yeah, maybe she knew what she was doing. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is so great. Thank you guys so much.
No problem.
Absolutely.
You get into work, Lisa, and you have fun with your family on your trip, okay?
We will. Thank you.
All right. Hold on for us. We'll get you hooked up with your money. Here you go. Lisa Rutledge got $480.
Play again we're in 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're planning a road trip, I think.
Oh.
Wait.
With
the kids.
Bill. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Got to start putting some thought into that.
So this is going to be you, Bill, his kids. He has.
And mine. His three boys.
Mine.
Oh, this is breaking news.
Do you guys have a family minivan?
No. We were talking because he's got a big SUV, and I'm like, it's still going to be a tight squeeze. Four kids in the back and us up front.
And luggage, yeah.
We're like, well, maybe we should rent like one of those motorhome things just for comfort.
Oh, my gosh.
That might be more expensive than airfare. I don't know.
Where are you guys talking about going?
To Florida.
His mother just moved outside of Orlando.
Oh, you want to take like a big time road trip?
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Or awful.
Like around what
this
time?
This could be the make or break trip.
No, there's no break.
No, but it is a really, Kelly and I have always said this, it's a really good determining factor with a relationship when you travel together.
Yeah.
The Rasbilly family vacation.
Rasbilly. Yeah, but this would be different because of the kids.
Yeah.
Keeping them happy.
Wait, you
got to time sleep schedules, bathroom breaks. It's different when it's just two adults.
Don't you guys need the couples trip first? Yes.
Well, I mean, this is what's presenting itself.
Yeah, they have kids, so it's different now.
She wants to meet the mom. This is all going according to my plan for Bill to propose in September.
This is all,
the timeline is falling into place.
By then, you guys will have been dating, about 4 months, which is good time.
I have to do the math on that. I don't know.
No, it's 3 months now.
It's three now.
Practically.
Yeah, so it'll be 4 or 5 months when you guys go on this trip, hopefully. Oh, that's perfect.
Well, we're off on vacation the last week of June.
Yeah.
So that's when we're thinking of doing it.
You're going to rent an RV?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we were talking. We have this big SUV, but then it's like, are we going to tie luggage on the roof?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to? I know. It's like freaking the Brady's going to the.
This is awesome.
I don't know. The Grand Canyon or getting one of those pull things on the back, one of those little trailers.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do.
And
my suggestion was maybe we get one of those big RVs, which the kids, I think, would be so excited about that. They wouldn't complain about being cramped.
Yep.
Because they could lie down and watch TV and stuff. I guess you can watch TV while it's moving.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And you could stop at a campsite and pitch tents.
I'd be so scared to stop at a rest stop. I'd be so scared.
You want to borrow my bus? Y'all can take my bus.
Oh, I'm not taking your bus. I want some of the bathroom on it.
Look at that. You meet a dude on Tinder, and next thing you know, we're renting an RV.
We haven't done it yet.
Awesome.
I'm so excited for you guys. Can we come?
This is greatness.
Y'all and I'll come. Well, what happened to the family trip we were going to take an RV?
You concentrate on this one, Kelly. This is bigger. This is bigger than RV.
This is
great. Anyway, when she said that our listener just won $480, was it?
Yeah.
You would be.
I was like,
you're married.
We got to start thinking about that.
You're married already. You're taking a trip with four kids.
We're really not married already, if Al's just saying that.
I mean that, I'm just making an expression, but.
You're acting married is what Al's saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do?
That's what you do. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save a lot of money. You're going to get to know each other a lot more intimately because traveling in a car with somebody is.
Yeah, but the worst part about that is like he's going to know when she has to go to the bathroom because you can't go on the RV or you blame the kids. At least if there's kids, you blame the kids.
Have you done the open door pee yet?
No. Yeah. I'm not going to tell something that's very embarrassing, though. I'll have to wait.
You can't say that.
I can't. It's so embarrassing. I can't. I'm like mortified.
Is it a toot story?
No.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened? You got to tell
it. You have to.
It's a forgot to flush story.
Oh, no.
I was horrified. Oh,
you? It was you? Was it
bad? And I'm assuming
your house?
And it wasn't number.
I mean, the one time a week.
Kelly, I heard. I know. I feel for you.
It was horrible.
Hold on. Let's
He's like, are you going to let this ruin the rest of your day? I'm like, yes.
So what? How do you?
I'm mortified.
Your place, his place.
How do you break the news?
I was bit. You know when the phone rings and you jump up and go grab it? And I'm like, I'm going to come back.
Yes.
And you forget to come back. Uh-huh. So then hours later, he
it was marinating.
You made us toilet bathroom. And all I hear is the lid go slam.
Did you realize and before he came out you knew you
no,
didn't go
immediately,
back?
I'm like red right now. Immediately, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to flush. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh, that made me.
Hours.
You made prisons too.
The best part is Kelly only goes like once a week.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a definite load.
Oh. Kelly, you could have blamed it on your daughter.
It was me.
My day.
Oh, my God.
I haven't really gotten past it.
Uh-uh. No. Oh.
You know, he really likes you when he didn't leave.
Oh, he's like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh.
Bill walks into the bathroom and then he goes.
Oh, I love that story.
Oh, no.
That story more than, I love
it. It was bound to happen eventually. It happens.
See, guys, you guys think it's funny, but for girls, that's one of the most mortifying things.
I can't believe I told that.
I love it because it's Kelly.
And it's real.
Because Kelly loves embarrassing stories when they don't involve her.
Oh, man, Kelly.
I love
that's bad.
That story.
Yeah, that's happened to you and Kinsey. Y'all been together for too long for that not to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's happened.
We've only been together for 11 weeks and 4 days.
But it's this early. It's scary.
Oh, it happened last week.
I thought you were going to say it was like who let out the first toot. Because
no,
that's a big...
That hasn't happened.
That's a big step in a relationship.
Oh, that's way past that. That would be nothing.
Next level.
That would be nothing compared to that. This
was everything still romantic?
He said don't worry about it, but of course I cannot let it go.
Well, you let it go.
You let it go. You let it go in a bit. Let it go.
Oh, man.
God,
oh,
I can't believe I told that. And I know it made us extremely late, and I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Oh, Bill came out of the bathroom singing the Cisco song. She got dumped like
a... No, stop. You didn't have to do that.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're in the nest, Kelly, in the trust tree.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, us and 2 million kids.
If you're listening, don't tell anybody about what happened right there, okay? We don't want to embarrass Kelly.
Do not get to work today and go, oh, my God, did you hear what Kelly Raspberry did? Do not do that.
I'm gonna call
I mean,
mama.
There has to be women who have, like,
of course.
Had more embarrassing things happen to them than that.
Doggone it.
Call
we're going to open up the
me
phone
feel
line.
Better. I don't even know what we're doing right now.
We'll audible.
Whatever it is,
call, it
doesn't
care.
Matter. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, my God.
Something has to have been more embarrassing than what happened to me.
Can you beat Kelly Raspberry?
I want to give you a hug.
But keep it clean.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Most of the embarrassing couple stuff doesn't tend to be clean.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry.
Oh, that is greatness.
I can't believe I told that.
If you get past that, then you're fine.
Yeah, you told it.
Ooh.
You told it.
I can't. It just came out.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was the best thing ever.
Oh man. Thank you for that little nugget, Kelly. That was nice.
Oh, bad choice of words, JC.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll get to your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're just joining us, Kelly Raspberry just.
I don't know why I told it.
Randomly said I had. Something embarrassing happened between her and her boyfriend, Bill.
Oh, Al asked me if we were progressed to the stage of the relationship where we were leaving the door open when we went to the bathroom.
Exactly.
And I said no, but I had something horribly embarrassing happen, and then it just fell out of my mouth before I could grab it back.
Yeah, because once you say you had something embarrassing happen, you can't.
On this show, you got to let it go.
You cannot retract that statement. You must go ahead and tell us the story. Long story short.
I forgot to flush. Long story short, yeah. I forgot to flush.
And he walked in.
It was the bad one.
It was the bad one.
Yeah.
Is there a good one?
Well, I mean, one is less embarrassing than the other.
One is less embarrassing than two, yes.
Right.
So, Kelly felt embarrassed and wanted...
I'm still a little pink-cheeked over it. I'm embarrassed.
Wanted to hear your embarrassing stories.
Wait, when was this?
It was last week.
Oh, okay.
Last week? Oh, so he's still with you?
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
He told me to get over it, but I was like, I can't.
It's eventually going to happen.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's going to happen.
It's never happened for me, ever.
Ever.
I've never done that.
You never walked in and seen a...
No.
Never?
I've never walked
never
in.
Never happened to me, I've but I go out of my
it.
Way. Yeah.
And dude, I like I said, I have bathroom events, but I flush.
Yeah, but sometimes...
Well, I mean, sometimes like the phone rang and you just hurry.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what happened in my case.
Well, I'm with you, Kelly.
I was hurrying to get the phone and I was going to come back
nobody
I just forgot.
On that phone, is that important? Well, I'm working right
I mean,
there.
We all have the toot slip. We have that, the toilet incident. Mine was, have I told you my slip up with my wife, Kenzie, when we first started dating? And this is like the girl I wanted. Like, she's super, she's the one I was like, there's no way she's going to like me. We're at a pool party. And it was right when we started dating, so we were really cuddly. And I got out of the pool, and I'm sitting on the side, on the edge of the pool, right where all the water's building up. And she came over and, you know, put her back up against me and was kind of grabbing my leg. And then she squeezed right by my knee, causing a little bit of a ticklish reaction. When the tickling happened, my body tensed up and pushed out.
Air?
Some air. And thanks to the water beneath me.
It was just air.
Thanks to the water beneath me, it completely just made it audible for everybody to hear. And she said it bounced off her back, which was pretty embarrassing because she said that in front of everybody. So that was my first time, and I was the one that...
Tooting.
Yeah.
Right. Very badly, yeah.
It's embarrassing, so, Kelly. I feel you.
How did you embarrass yourself in front of your man?
All right, let's make Kelly feel good, everybody.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Sarah... Your boyfriend had just gotten a new car, huh?
No, not a new car, but it was still pretty embarrassing. It was like our third date, and I was really nervous. And I started mixing liquors, which is something that you definitely shouldn't do. And pretty much, you know those like really like uncontrolled vomiting? Yeah, well, we had to pull over, and while I was vomiting, I couldn't control my bowels, so I pretty much puked and crapped myself at the same time.
Oh, no! And your new boyfriend's...
Oh, your new boyfriend.
Hey, you made me feel so much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We're engaged now, so I guess it wasn't a complete deal breaker.
Wow! See, ladies?
Congratulations!
Wow!
Thank you.
What was the immediate aftermath, though? Like, I mean, because you were drunk, did he take you home? Did he help you? I mean, how did that go down?
I was living 45 minutes away, so he took me back to his house and pretty much, like, put me in a bath, cleaned me up. Like, I was passed out at the time. We were both pretty wasted, but
yeah.
I was passed out, so he cleaned me up or whatever, put me in his shirt, and then was that. So.
Oh, boy.
He was a trooper and stuck around.
Wow, thank you for sharing. I do feel better.
Yep. Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad it worked out. You're engaged now. And you know, he's willing to take care of you no matter what.
For better or worse, going in.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Let's see if Julie's got something embarrassing for us. How you doing, Julie?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Better now, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to you?
So my husband and I have been together for 4 years. We have a one-year-old son, but when we first started dating, this was probably about maybe 6 months after we started dating, I was thinking, you know, it's probably time for us to do laundry for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went into the bedroom and got in my birthday suit, and he came in, and I rolled over, and I was like, I'm going to be, like, super awesome and roll over, and ended up rolling between the bed and the wall. And I fell in between the bed and the wall, and I could not get out. So he had to dig me out from the bed and the wall.
That's
both
funny.
Were dying laughing. Laundry was not done that night. We spent the whole night like laughing and just joking around. But stuff like that happens, Kelly, to me all the time. And you are one of my favorites, so I had to call and tell you it is going to be... Okay,
thank you. That's like an episode of a sitcom.
I love your story.
So I just see legs in the air.
We have the
best listeners ever.
I can tell you lots of stories.
Oh, Julie, well, next time we do this, definitely call again.
Save some for the next time.
All right, Julie, thank you so much.
I love that story.
All right.
You're going to be sexy and roll over.
That's adorably embarrassing.
I know.
That's Jennifer Aniston stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mark, are you putting somebody on Front Street?
Myself, kind of.
What happened, buddy?
Well, I was going to work one day, and I got my suit and my tie on. I was looking, you know, what I felt was pretty extra spiffy, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm a pretty good-looking guy. I don't say that about myself. Other people do, but I don't argue with them. And I was in a restaurant having breakfast, and I had a lot of people, eyes on me all over the place. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
As I get up to go and pay my bill, I walk up to the register, and there's a lady in the corner that is, like, pointing at me. And I'm like, I nod at her and wave. And then I look down to where she's pointing, and on the leg of my black pants for my suit is a bright white panty shield stuck to the leg.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh no! Here you are, Mark, thinking you're hot stuff.
I had to walk all the way through the restaurant for that. So yeah.
I don't even want to know how it got there.
My God!
Yeah, but it got there, Mark.
Way to go, it Mark! Got there. Way to go, Mark! What's your last name, man?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Have a wonderful day, man. Be careful with those. Sticky pads.
Oh, man.
Those panty shields pop up everywhere.
Yeah, they will. Let's go with Ryan. What happened early on in your relationship, Ryan?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, man. Well, this is probably with me and my wife. We were dating about 3 weeks at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there, we're hanging out at my house, watching a movie, just hanging out. And I lean over to give her a peck, just a little peck on the cheek. And whenever I lean over, I hear what sounds like a motorcycle starting. It just goes pop, 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 pop. I was like, did you just? And she got real red-faced and was like, a little. And then we shared a real pop, good laugh for a good 30 minutes.
That's
that
funny.
Was a bonding moment there.
Oh,
pop, 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 pop.
Those little pop, pop toots.
A little.
My eyes got real big. I was like, no, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
How long did that relationship last?
It was just freaking great. We've been married for 5 years now.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Turns out an embarrassing moment is actually a good thing for your relationship based on the calls we're receiving.
I guess so.
But this one is everybody's worst nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Erica.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Bless you, Erica.
Sounds so cute. Oh.
Bless you.
It was pretty traumatizing.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm at my boyfriend's house and nature calls. Of course, it's number two.
Uh-huh.
So I go in, I use the bathroom, and I flush it, and the toilet starts overflowing.
Oh.
And at this point, I can't believe I didn't pass out. It was awful. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And I can't put more toilet paper in the toilet I can't wipe it up with toilet paper because then it will be clogged even more.
Yeah.
So there's a bath towel hanging. So I get this bath towel, I'm like mopping it all up, and then I'm like, what am I supposed to do with it now? There's no hamper, so I'm forced to just hang it up on the door.
Oh.
And I just know it didn't work. Okay, so then I go out.
There's
like,
more?
Everything's fine. And this whole thing took probably 20 minutes. So I leave the bathroom and act like everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I guess I'll just go back and then throw it in a hamper when he's not looking. Then later, I had to fake drop it into the bathtub so that he wouldn't use it because he was about dude's reaching for it. It was awful.
Oh.
But we ended up dating for 4 years, so...
And he never knew?
He never
knew. Oh, you told him about it later.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
She hung it back up.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, it happens, Erica. It happens.
Gosh.
Oh.
Well, I hope you feel better now.
I feel a lot better after these stories. Thank you.
Could have been worse, Kelly Rather.
Have a great day.
You too, Erica. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, man.
Again, we're in the safe nest. We're in the tree.
No, do not repeat these stories. These are told in the trust tree.
Yeah. This is for our...
These are just for us.
For our ears only.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bang.
Let's go out.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Here we go.
Pockets are thin. You need a break. Listen up now, about to get you straight. Play this game, then you will be able to pay all your bills. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Sorry, Kevin, people are digging it.
I have to really listen, though. It's strange.
I can't whisper any louder. Whisper.
Whisper. Yeah, he can't. That's how you got to do it. It's an art form.
Yeah.
You guys ready to play Beat the Bank?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do it.
Lisa Rutledge won $480 about an hour ago.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did pretty well. It only went up to $630. She bailed out.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Let's meet Kristen Morgan. How you doing this morning, Kristen?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know.
Good.
Just trying to get to the weekend and stuff.
I hear you. Me too.
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually at work.
Oh, what do you do?
I am a police officer.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, you're intrigued, huh?
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. Yeah.
Are you in the squad car right now?
I am.
Really?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You staking a place out or what? A speed trap?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, you're just in the squad car chilling.
Just watching the neighborhood.
Okay. You doing a stakeout?
She just asked that, Kelly, like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh.
Kelly's brain's not working very well, Kristen.
Are you eating donuts?
That's okay.
Jenna.
Not today.
Okay.
Yesterday I was, but not today.
who's the last person you arrested? Not who, but what did they do?
Oh.
They were in a house that they were not supposed to be.
Mm-mm.
Like squatting?
Well, that's
breaking and entering?
Or breaking,
yeah. More or less squatting, yes.
Wow.
Did you have to tackle anybody recently, Kristen?
Not recently. Oh, okay.
We have so many questions. Can we do a ride-along?
You can do ride-alongs.
Yeah.
You ever shot anybody?
Ow.
I have not, no.
Good. That's not a polite question to ask. Yeah. No. They don't want to answer.
Too soon now.
Because they don't like prefer to shoot people. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
And military people don't like it when you ask that question. And people ask that a lot. They don't like it.
Well, we want to apologize, Kristen.
I don't like when people bring up when I got shot.
I hope we can give Kristen money and she doesn't get locked up.
Right?
I hope you can give me money, too.
Yeah.
I might give you like $5 towards the bell if you need it.
Aww. No, we just want you to like give us a warning if you pull us over ever. That's
right.
All. Mm-hmm. That's all we're asking.
All right. If you come through my town, I'll think about it.
Okay.
All right. You know how to play Beat the Bank?
I do.
Okay. We're going to throw you in that vault, and the banker's going to yell some numbers at you, steadily increasing. So you just yell stop as soon as you're comfortable or think it's the last amount. And if you get locked in there, you'd get nothing.
Hey, Kristen.
Okay.
Instead of saying stop, say, stop, police!
Freeze!
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're going to change it for Kristen because she's a police officer.
Yeah.
So she's going to yell, stop, police. And that's how much money she owes.
And clear this up right quick before you play.
Oh, okay.
You say police,
oh my God,
right?
Every time.
You say police, not police, right?
I say police.
There you go.
Oh!
Look at how
really?
When you're trying to say it, you're not trying to like pronunciate everything loud and clear. You're trying to just get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must live in a, you must.
Oh, whatever. Don't you dare disrespect our fine woman in blue.
You must be a rookie.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Officer, how long have you been doing this, Kristen?
I've been doing this for 3.5 years.
Interesting. Okay.
Can you arrest someone for...
In my first year, I was named Officer of the Year.
Thank you.
Look at that.
She says police just like everybody else.
Can you arrest someone for being a chauvinistic pig?
Maybe for... It depends.
Yeah.
If it's Al, maybe.
Yeah, maybe
all right.
For Al.
Let's try and get you some money.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, she's coming to get you, Al. Let's play Beat the Bank! On the show. Sorry, Kristen.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. The button's
stuck. Our machine got stuck.
Oh, no.
Again, is somebody, like, spilled coffee in it or something?
So what are you doing now?
does that mean I get an automatic thousand?
No, we're just gonna restart Shannon's machine. She's in the other room, and sometimes it goes out.
Okay, everybody's panicking behind the scenes. We're gonna get it straight.
Maybe
can you do it?
We might be able to.
Yeah,
we're trying something else.
How about if we?
Do you want me to just yell numbers?
How about us? Yeah, we just yell.
Oh, hold on,
12.
Shannon, you fixed your machine.
Okay,
let's play.
Beat the bank.
Here you go, Chris.
Oh.
$120 $180 $240 $480 $520 $600
Stop, police.
Woo!
Stop, police.
There you go.
She didn't forget.
Woo! Stop, police.
Stop, police.
Oh, that's good.
Sounds like you said stop, please, to me.
Oh, man. Sweaty.
What was that, 600?
Yeah, I think it was 600 even.
600 even for you, that Officer Kristen.
What are you going to spend that $600 on?
I'm actually in the process of building a house, so I have lots of money that I need. So.
Yeah.
All
that
right.
That's what it will go towards.
Yeah, those houses get pretty expensive.
They do. They do.
Well, good job, Officer Morgan. Way to go.
Thank
Congratulations.
You so much.
All right. You want to see how far it would have gone?
Sure.
All right. Let's see how far it would have gone.
So I can kick myself.
Woo! Wow!
Right on,
knew
money.
It.
Right on the money,
it's
baby.
That
girl.
Police instinct.
Officer yep. Kristen knows
right.
when to bail out.
That's right.
That's right. Look at her. She's all good right there.
Way
well
to go,
done.
Officer. Way to go, Asifa.
Hold on for us. We'll thank get you hooked up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
And you need to start saying police.
Al, no, she doesn't, Al.
Please.
Tell her what to do.
Please.
Police.
Please arrest Al.
Police.
Somebody.
Somebody arrest Al and throw him. Throw
anybody.
Him, just for fun. Throw him in jail for the night.
It ain't fun.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, is she there? Hi. Oh, Julianne?
Hi, guys. How
hey.
Are you?
We're obviously prepared. We just like didn't realize you were on the phone. We're just sitting here looking at each other. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm rocking out to the music that has me on hold. That
oh.
was awesome.
Oh, what
that
kind of fun. Hold music do we play for you?
We didn't even know we had hold music.
It was cool music. Like you'd go dance to at a club or something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so better than elevator music.
That's
good.
Awesome.
You know, Julianne, that's something I'd never thought of until you brought that up. When you go out to the club, there must be so much pressure on you. If you're just wanting to go out to have fun.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody in the club's looking at you. Can you have fun like that?
And I go out with the girlfriends. We're just goofing off and having fun. And I kind of go then like kind of silly dance. Like dad dance
yeah.
for some reason. And I do like silly moves and I just like to go and have
oh,
fun.
Oh, I know. Well, it's white girl wasted. Like uh-huh. the only kind of dancing I know, Julianne.
For the guys that don't know how to dance, Julianne, what should they be doing?
Oh, hey, a good step touch to the beat never hurts.
Step touch. Yeah. You got that.
I would just be so intimidated to be at one of your family reunions or a wedding in your family
God.
When you got you and your brother just like some of the best dancers in the world. I'd just have to sit there.
No, honestly, it's so fun. My sister got married like 4 or 5 years ago, and there was a point in the reception when literally we were all crawling on the floor and doing
That's great. Julianne, this season, for some reason, JC on our show has overtaken me as the obsessed Dancing with the Stars fan. So, JC, is there anything you want to ask Julianne? Because he's been passionately following along.
Yeah, he has. Now, how come they won't give your dang brother all 10s?
It's so funny that you say that. I don't know. I feel like there's obviously something that we feel could be improved.
Yeah, but you've given your brother a 10. Do you feel like you judge him a little bit tougher than the other dancers?
No, I actually don't. I actually look at the celebrity and really what they've done, and I know that at the end of the day, I might get a comment from Derek like, really? What was that?
When you're judging, you're not really judging the professional dancer. You're really more judging the celebrity partner, right?
Yeah, judging the celebrity and the partnership as a whole.
Well, we could talk about Dancing with the Stars, but really what we're here to talk about is this tour you're actually going on with your brother that's kicking off next month, the More Live on Tour.
Move Live on Tour. Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't read this morning. Move Live on Tour. Sorry, Julianne.
Yeah. We created this tour because we felt like we wanted to kind of go back to the roots of everything. We've been so fortunate that everybody has followed us from day one.
And you guys actually sing and stuff on when you guys do the Move Live tour. So you dance and sing.
Yeah, we dance, we sing, we go out into the audience, dance with people, we freak up our stage. It's a very, very interactive show. If you want to have a good time, don't wear heels. Like, come in your sneakers and get ready to jump and move around.
So you're saying that if I go to the show, I might get to dance with you, and then Kelly may get to dance with your brother?
Absolutely. There are some amazing women that come to the show that are just, like, so excited to see Derek with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And the guys, I gotta be honest, the guys are so excited, and especially, they come up on the stage. We do this whole thing last year where they all got to dance with each dancer, and I got to dance with them. And they were going for it so hard. It was one of the best parts of the show. Like, so fun. So, anyway.
So, again, it's Move, not More. I'm sorry I screwed that up earlier. MoveLiveOnTour.com for tickets, and then the VIP packages through VIPNation.com.
Perfect. Julianne, before we let you go, one yes or no question. You're doing a movie with Robert De Niro and Zac Efron. Do you, in fact, get to make out with Zac?
Or Robert.
I don't know.
Is it Bad Grandpa? Is that the name of it?
It's Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa.
Shout out.
Okay.
Dirty Grandpa. It is dirty.
All right, Julianne Hough in a dirty movie. Can't wait for that to come out. Thank you, Julianne. Make sure you watch her on Dancing with the Stars as well and check her out in the Move Live Tour June 12th. Bye, Julianne.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Let's start a GoFundMe account for her a better cell phone.
Yeah.
I just think we need, I would contribute $10 to that.
I was just crossing my fingers that connection would get better.
Yeah.
No, it kept getting worse. I didn't think it was possible, but it kept getting worse.
Could we tell her limo driver to stop driving when they had good reception?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.